Life Today.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I hope wherever you are, coast to coast and everywhere in between, you're keeping yourself warm because temperatures are unseasonably cold, even in some of the warm places. Some of what we're going to talk about in this hour include Obama, really pretty high on the health bill, and feeling as though this is a bill that will turn into a law, despite everything that's happened with Joe Lieberman and Claire McCaskill and Ben Nelson and several senators saying that currently there's no way they're going to vote yes for health reform the way it sits, which means 60 not in the pocket of the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. That means no passage. So what is he smoking? Or what has somebody told Obama? Or is this just a rah-rah measure by the president? We'll dive into that. Legendary preacher Oral Roberts dies in his 90s. He was 91 years old. What kind of impact did he have on the faith-based world and those who aren't believers? We're going to talk about that as well. Plus this whole Gitmo deal, transferring the prisoners out, the terrorists, if you will, out. Now five, as you know, on trial or will be on trial in New York in a federal courtroom, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and four that would be his henchmen is what they're calling them. And then 100 in Illinois at the Thompson prison system. However, the question becomes, where's the green flag that said go on this? Where's the money coming from to close Guantanamo, to move the prisoners? I don't see where this has happened, or else we've all been asleep at the wheel. And if there is no money to move them, then it's all just conversation once again. So is there suddenly going to be a vote in Congress, or are both chambers going to talk about it? It has been discussed, but, I mean, are both chambers going to say, sure, okay, let's take part of this budget and rearrange it and use it for Guantanamo? Because as far as I know, that has not happened. So we'll also dive into that as well. On the world stage, still no hardcore agreements of any kind whatsoever coming out of the global warming summit in Copenhagen. Is anything going to come out of this? Will anything other than some nice magazine articles, some media coverage, some protesters, and more volleying back and forth about global warming? Is it a myth or is there something to it? And scientific evidence that has been manipulated, or has it not been manipulated? You know, this is split right down the middle. Well, here are what the facts are at this point. Again, no serious piece of any kind, a binding agreement or any kind of agreement at this point. Europe is saying basically the U.S. and China are too weak on a climate, so they're not happy. When I say they, you could break down the specific countries, because the delegates are still pushing in the 11th hour to try to secure some kind of pact before the world leaders actually sit down on Friday, which is why President Obama is getting there on Friday. So they're working pretty much round the clock, honestly. The European Union is throwing more fuel on top of this raging fire as to what is it really that China and the United States are doing, because pretty much everybody in the European Union is saying they're not doing anything when it comes to the environment. They're not aggressive enough. Well, the U.S. is saying that, hey, look, we're dispatching Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and she's going to get there a day before President Obama. We're going to talk about some of the ambitious plans that we have, and in fact, what are some of the things that we are doing. And see, this is the problem. We don't have a cap and trade law on the books. Yes, it flew through the House, but make no mistake, it hasn't even gone to the Senate. Nothing's happened there. We don't have that as a law, and who knows if it'll get through the Senate. I don't think it would get through the Senate. We know that the the administration is saying, look, the target is a 17% reduction from 2005 emission levels by 2020. You know, I think I said this on a previous show. That amounts to a 3 to maybe 4% cut from back to 1990, the baseline year that was used by a lot of other countries. China is saying they're going to cut carbon intensity. It's a measure of carbon dioxide emissions per unit of production. See, it gets gobbledygook here. We don't want to go too deep into these numbers. It's not geometry. But by 40% to 45% by 2020, and that's compared with 2005 levels. So the bottom line is the European Union is going to reduce a lot more, by at least 20%. Of 1990 levels by 2020, and maybe up to 30% if they have enough people in the European Union to make the commitments. Japan and Russia have already promised 25% cuts. So now they're starting to say, well, wait a second. China, the U.S., you know, you are the two largest emitters of carbon dioxide, and you're going back and forth with these words, and so we're standing here in the sidelines saying, hey, look at us, look what we're doing, give me a break. So you have China accusing the U.S. of not honoring the commitments to fight global warming, and you have the top American brass, or the envoy anyway that's there, saying that the U.S. is not going to change its offer on emission cuts. So it's getting a little, you know, a little testy. Bottom line is, what happens? I mean, we're hearing that we're going to see all this climate stuff actually create jobs more than destroy them. But yet when you talk to a lot of businesses, based on what some of the strict regulations would be, there's no way that people in some of these current manufacturing jobs will be able to keep them, because most likely they'll have to axe out some people to meet the needs of the requirements. And we keep hearing that, no, there's going to be more jobs. Don't pay attention to all this stuff. There's going to be more jobs, so just don't worry about it. They're going to be there. In fact, in an AP Stanford University poll that just came out today or yesterday or whenever, 40% are saying that the decision by the U.S. to slow global warming in the future would create jobs. 46% say it would boost the economy. But, I mean, is this true? People are going to be shifted from one job to another. That's what's going to happen. I mean, that's what's going to happen. So you're not going to, in some cases, and to cover up for other jobs. So in other words, when they have cuts, it's the same thing that we're already seeing. You're going to have people covering more than whatever their particular piece of real estate is, wherever it is that they're working. And the recession is proof of that, of what we're seeing job-wise for so many people. Yes, there are people that say, oh, gosh, I'm glad I still have my job, but now I'm doing the job of three people and I can barely stand it. So really, and I'm asking it out loud, will we see green actually end up putting money in people's pockets, or will it take the money away? Coming up next, we're going to talk to a former Marine, Nick Popovich. She's written a book talking about being struck in the head with an RPG and everything that happened to him afterwards and coming back from Iraq. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. 4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. You can flip us an email anytime, even when we're not on the air, of course. Some of them are pretty entertaining. AmericaTonight.net. Excited about this next guest for his service to the country and what he's trying to do. He's running for Congress in San Diego. Nick Popovich joins us now. He's a Marine gunnery sergeant, he was, and a tank commander when he was hit in the head with an RPG, as I mentioned before, in Iraq. That was his second tour there when that happened. And, Nick, thanks for joining us once again on the show. We appreciate it. And thanks for your service to the country.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Kate.
Let's go back. I think a lot of people don't understand. I mean, they're starting to understand. They're starting to understand the dangers of what you encountered in Iraq and what we're seeing in Afghanistan. But take us back, if you would, to that moment and how you then coming home and having to deal with that recovery process. What was that like? First of all, when you got hit.
Well, sure. I mean, as far as the dangers, the one thing that I think gets lost on a lot of this is how much good or how much better things are actually going over there than you hear about here. Because in any given firefight, you're going to have the enemy. You're going to have him outgunned. You're going to be better trained than he is. You're going to be in a better vehicle. You're going to have better body armor. You're always going to have the upper hand. What they have over there is they have the advantage of camouflage, that they can hide amongst a civilian population and get real close to you before they have to commit to the fight. And you defeat that by getting in with the locals, by earning the trust of the locals, and then the locals, they know who all the bad guys are, and they'll tell you over time. And you can see as this conflict is wore on, and the more they've got to know the Americans, the more they've got to realize who we are, that's what turned the tide in Iraq, and ultimately will turn the tide in Afghanistan also. It's just a matter of getting over there and representing your nation well, and when they see, okay, these are the strong guys on the block, and that comes from back here too. When our government's sending mixed signals over there, it's very hard for them to side with you. You know, and then when our government shows a strong presence, as we did in Iraq, that's what ultimately leads to the victory.
Yeah, with the surge, absolutely. I think that you make an excellent point there.
Absolutely.
So,
you can't you have to negotiate from a position of power over there. That's the Arab culture. You can't negotiate from a position of weakness. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I did get wounded. I mean, every once in a while they hit the good guys, and that's what happened to me. And then I end up back stateside, And that was probably the harder fight for me, because when you're over there fighting, you very much expect to you expect the fight to be the way it is. You prepare for things. You prepare for if you're killed. But I think at least in my case, I never prepared to get wounded. That was a part of it I never really thought about. And then so here I was home. You know, the rest of my guys are still overseas, and I was wounded to the point I had one of my eyes blown out of my head, and the other eye was, I lost 92% of vision in it. I was blind for a period of time, but I got 8% of vision back with some great work at the Naval Hospital. But, you know, then it's, you know, my trigger pulling days are over.
Right.
And so how to deal with that, that was something I had never prepared to do. Well, I was prepared to do it and didn't know it, I guess is probably a better way to say it.
Right. And so, as you say, when you go through that process, and thank goodness you had those great doctors, but when you know that, hey, I can no longer do this, I can't be a Marine gunnery sergeant, then what's the reality? What sets in for you then?
Well, that's the thing, is we have an expression in the Marine Corps, Semper Fi, always faithful to God, country, and Corps. And one of the first non-commissioned officers I worked for, this fellow named Corporal Escares, he used to talk about Semper Fi, and he'd say, it, in the middle of a sunshiny day, it's easy to be Semper Fi. The real Marine is the one when you're up against adversity, when it's 4 in the morning, 0400, and you're tired, you're cold, you're wet, you're wounded, whatever. The guy who can be Semper Fi then, that's the real Marine. So for me, it was a bit of a journey, and then finally I realized, you know, once a Marine, always a Marine. I may not be an active duty Marine anymore. I may not be wearing a uniform. I may not be overseas, locate, close with, and destroy the enemy what I was prepared to do. But that same Marine skill set, that same courage, honor, commitment, that same Semper Fi, that works in the civilian world. It works in anything. It works on a battlefield. It also works, you know, in a high school classroom as a teacher. It works as a father to your kids. It works as a husband to your wife. All these, that skill set works in everything you encounter in life. So I took that skill set with me when I didn't check it at the door.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about the mixed signals and how you have to get in with the people, and you saw that worked well in Iraq. And you're right, a lot of that wasn't reported. And now we're seeing in Afghanistan, by Christmas, there's going to be more troops on the ground, a total of 30,000, eventually more on top of what's already there. A lot of them Marines like you were fighting the good fight. But what we're also seeing, Nick, and I wanted to ask you about this, is there have been complaints about the rules of engagement because they've changed a little bit. Currently, the way the rules of engagement are, do you think that you know, ties the hands of a lot of guys like yourself when you were doing this that are there on the front lines in Afghanistan? I mean, how much harder does that make it when you know you've got your sights on somebody, you can't pull the trigger, then they get away, and this is starting to happen a bunch?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, when I was on the battlefield, when I was there in Iraq, I got a great piece of advice earlier on in my life as a Marine. And it was this, so I'll tell you my philosophy, how I approach the rules of engagement. Was the advice I got was, they said, it was a major was talking to me about being a drill instructor. And he said, Michael Jordan doesn't get to pick the rules of the NBA. He just finds a way to go out and score 60 points a game. So don't whine about it. Just take the rules and find out a way to be a superstar in it. Now that's what it was like on the ground. Whatever the rules were, I would figure out a way to still locate, close with, and destroy the enemy. But the rules of engagement can be tricky. They can be tricky. And the one thing I found out, it doesn't matter what rules of engagement they are, there's still that basic boot camp knowledge. You always have the right to defend yourself. You always have the right to kill the enemy. You always have a right to. And what will happen is sometimes Marines, if you get mixed signals, they can get to where they're more worried about how they're going to be judged. They're never scared of the enemy. They're more scared of making a mistake. They're more scared of something coming back on them or something like that. So what I would do is, as a gunnery sergeant, I would make it very clear to my Marines that I am behind you 100%. If you're fighting with courage, honor, commitment, if you're exercising those core values over there and you're doing the right thing, keep your honor clean. If you're fighting a clean fight, I will be behind you to the end. And if you're one of those guys doing something dishonorable, and I got to tell you, they're very, very rare, but, you know, you have 150,000 well-armed people over there. You know, let's be realistic about it.
Sure.
If you're one of those guys, then, you know, if you're wrong, you deserve everything that happens to you, and I'll be the first one to come after you. But that's rare. That's something that's generally, it's a leadership breakdown. It's when you're not out there in the ville with them, you're not out there supervising. I mean, we've got, America gives you its best. We have our greatest people out there serving, and they do the right things. And so now, as a civilian, now in the afterlife, and being interested in government, I absolutely want to turn that machine loose and use it the way it's meant to be used. You know, why would you tie the hands of the most powerful nation on earth? It doesn't make any sense. You know, if you're going to put them there, let them do what you trained them to do. So that's how I feel about that.
Perfect transition. Yeah, no, perfect transition into what you're doing now. Why run for Congress? Obviously, that's one thing that you could work on. What are some of the other things you'd like to see happen if you were elected as a congressman in San Diego?
Well, in Congress, it's the 51st District. It's Southern California. It's the entire border of Mexico. But with regard to the military, you don't set policy. That's what the president does. That's what the generals do. As a congressman, what you do is you make sure you have those tools in their hand, though. You make sure that when it comes time to fund the troops, you fund them. And you don't do it this dirty trick way they did by raising the deficit attached on to the troops' funding. We don't hold our troops hostage for nothing. I can't tell you how despicable an action that is to attach any rider onto defense funding. That's like holding our troops for hostage. Oh, we'll fund them, but only if you vote for this other crap you don't want. It's despicable. It's dishonorable. It's disgusting. I'll tell you what, that's number one on my mission, to make sure that stops. And then secondly, you want to make sure they got the tools in their hand, all that modern technology. You notice after that stimulus bill, $787 billion, almost $1 trillion, but yet the president was up on a soapbox cutting the V-22, the stealth bomber, the new technology joint strike fighter.
Yep.
That's where they're going to make a stand to start making budget cuts is on a fighter, a state-of-the-art technology fighter. Are you kidding me?
Right.
After you just spent this billions and billions and billions of dollars, that's where you're going to draw a line. Not on my watch, not when I'm in the Congress.
Yeah, I wish you the best. Good luck in your run there. And, Nick, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. We'll check in with you down the road and see how you're doing.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Excellent. So you got to love that. You got to love that passion. He wants to take a lot of what he did as a Marine, what he saw on the battlefield, et cetera, and apply it to politics. Imagine that. Somebody who actually gets it in there has been, especially with these new types of war, whether you're talking about Iraq or you're talking about Afghanistan, he would be a valuable asset, I would think, on the floor in the Capitol. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends, what's shaking around the country, we'll tell you next.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's KeroStove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
This day in history, there are just 15 days left in 2009. Woohoo! Good year, bad year, doesn't matter. We're going to talk about it next week on ATN. Don't forget, too, on Thursday/Friday, it's the third hour of America Tonight. We have Nail the Score. Boy, I have my fingers crossed that someone's going to nail the score this year. If you don't worry. We're going to do it through the playoffs. Yeah, and remember, we have the drawing for the Dave Pelz Golf School. If you hate golf, don't care, think it's boring, whatever. I mean, this is an incredible prize pack. In fact, I got it. They sent it to me so that I could send it on to you, the envelope with the free school in it. I'm dying to have that drawing. So we'll have that drawing, but maybe we'll be giving away the other goodies as well if somebody can just nail the score. So December 16th, we'll give you some of the highlights, what happened way back when as we jump back in the time machine. I'll give you one, though, as we head into a follow-up story about that sweat lodge in Arizona. In 1950, it was President Harry S. Truman who proclaimed a national state of emergency in order to fight world conquest by communist imperialism in 1950. And here's one more. In 1976, the government, remember, said goodbye to its swine flu vaccination program following reports of paralysis apparently linked to the vaccination, which, of course, was the concern of many people this time around. Ooh, it happened once. What about this time? And, in fact, some of the vaccine has been recalled, like 80,000 doses of it was recalled, actually. That's the problem with the FDA trying to rush it through. Not enough time for the tests. All right, the sweat lodge in Arizona where three people died, a sad, sad story. They were looking for self-help or motivation or success or whatever it was. And James Earl Ray is one of the guys who's happy to supply it to those who want it. You know, you go into a bookstore and look up in the, you know, look up toward the lights and you see sports, you see psychology, you see bestsellers, and you see huge, huge section on self-help. I don't care where it is, Borders, Barnes & Noble, whatever. So this man became pretty famous for what he was dishing out, and people paid a ton of money to go to the desert to get clear or, like I said, get motivated, whatever it is, and three died. An employee who was there, who was actually the event coordinator, Melinda Martin, was on CNN in an interview the other day, and I thought it was very intriguing, worth you hearing a little bit of that, a couple of snippets. First, she talks about the scene and what it was like, and then the reaction of James Arthur Ray and how he reacted to the people who were obviously struggling and coming out and somebody, you know, high-fiving him and whatnot. But I'll let you tell her, and I'll let you hear it in her own words, rather.
It was like an absolute mash, you know, helicopters coming down, you know, well, when he came out, the helicopters weren't there, but at that time, it was still bodies everywhere, passed out. I mean, and then he walked out of there looking like a million bucks, watching, standing above and watching. They hosed him down, and he said, oh, thank you, and, you know, and then he walked past the guy who was screaming, saying, he was earlier saying he didn't want to die, and please don't let me die. When James walked by him, this guy went to... said to James from his sitting down position, he goes, I died. I literally died and I came back to life. And James like, hey, all right, man, gave him a high five. You know, it was like fantastic. And James, I think, was completely oblivious to the pandemonium that was taking place around that sweat lodge.
What happened during the worst point of all this? The most horrifying point?
Yeah, what happened was basically, you know, again, CYA, and nothing has come of, so far at this point, they're talking about charges, but nothing has come of it as a result. And really, James Arthur Ray has gone underground, hasn't done what he normally would do. He's not out there speaking to the masses. So will this spell the end of this motivational self-help career for him? You know, I'm not so sure, because they have to have the evidence to link him. Will they say that it's, you know, the case of people that were in this place and it shouldn't have been, they didn't have the permit, and fine him and all that other sort of stuff, but clear him of the criminal negligence? There is a very big possibility that will happen. There's not a big possibility anytime soon that we'll know exactly what goes on with one religion. I mean, lots of religions have us puzzled and questioning, and I think it's good to hash it out and talk about it, right? But one so-called religion that you find very little out about, and which I don't understand, frankly, the whole spaceship concept and whatnot, I think it is also like a self-help deal more than a religion. It's scientific or sci-fi, not really scientific, sci-fi, but it's been called Scientology, and you know they're under fire lately for all kinds of different things, and nobody really wants to talk about it. Well, Nicole Kidman was in that world because she was married to Tom Cruise. Many people speculate that part of the reason the marriage blew up is because she wanted to return to Catholicism and was, you know, not going to do the Scientology thing anymore, had enough of it, whether that's true or not. An interviewer recently from the BBC was talking to her about a new movie coming out called Nine. She stars in it along with, like, Kate Hudson and Penelope Cruz and a slew of pretty famous women from Hollywood. Here's how she handled the interviewer throwing up the hard ball about Scientology.
One other thing that you haven't talked about before, I'm afraid.
Many things I haven't talked about.
Okay. Here's one. Scientology. It is, a lot of people would say, a bullying cult.
I just don't. This is so not. I'm here to publicize Nine. Yeah. I mean, if I were to do an expose on myself, then I'd be like, let's go. But I have no interest in
it. You don't want to talk about Scientology in any way at all?
No, I'll talk about Nine.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it really does make you wonder. She seems more level-headed. It makes you wonder what she saw and went through with going through those Scientology years, I think. It's an oddball deal with Scientologists. And I know a couple, they were in Boston, a young couple, good-looking couple, which doesn't matter if they're good-looking, but I think that's why they were approached, and in their 20s, and they were pursued by some Scientologists about coming to their meeting and they needed to rid themselves of what they were carrying around or whatever kind of, they were saying nonsense sort of to them. And they knew and didn't buy it and didn't even want to have any parts of going to go see what it was all about. And I've tried on this show to have people on to talk about Scientology, and I was shot down many, many times. Once told, if you want to know about Scientology, come spend a week with us. And I, one, didn't have a week to give, and two, did not want to do that where I spent a week. But there is a curiosity about Scientology, and the people who practice it keep a for the most part, keep a pretty tight lid on it. There have been some on, you know, your 2020s and datelines that have talked about things that have happened and peculiarities with the one of the main principles of Scientology. But other than that, you don't hear very much. Have you, Matt, have you heard any of the weird things that go on with Scientology? Is, you know, the thing about the spaceship, and they have these knobs that they hold and supposedly it gets them to be clear. Have you heard any of that stuff?
I just remember a South Park episode where they kind of went after him, and a lot of the stuff that they were doing, it wasn't even a parody. It was the actual truth that they were talking about.
Yeah, I remember that
with
too.
Was
Tom Cruise in that one?
Yeah, it was Tom Cruise was in the closet, and then John Travolta was there, and I can't remember what else, but yeah, it was kind of a crazy episode, but it was worth watching, especially, like, there was a lot of factual Scientology in there.
Right, that was there. And Kirstie Alley practices it. The Travoltas practice it. You mentioned them. Both of them do. And it was Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. Supposedly Will Smith and his wife. There are a lot of famous people, but it's not just famous people. And true to form, like I said, there have been other shows that have made fun of it. The show called Nip Tuck, they took a big chunk out of Scientology and got some heat for it, too, by the way, for doing that. But the bottom line is it's of everything that's revealed about so many other religions, like in the Catholic Church with the priests, with so many of the priests fooling around, sadly, destroying the lives of young boys and then staying in their parishes. And even if they were caught and it was uncovered, then they were shipped off to another diocese to do the same thing again. Pedophiles, the whole pedophile thing in the Catholic Church has not only been costly, it's been costly in a couple of different ways. Certainly costly in the publicity sort of way, and costly financially too, because there have been lawsuits in the Catholic Church that had to pay. So there's been plenty of controversies with other religions, but that's my whole point with the Scientology thing. I don't blame Nicole Kidman for not diving into that answer, because she can't really win anything there. She's still connected to Tom Cruise because of the two children that they have, so she has free will. She can address what she wants to address, but it wouldn't come out right, I think, at this point, and she's not going to break it to some BBC reporter if she were suddenly going to discuss Scientology. And sort of in the way she said it, I almost believe that, yeah, the Scientology thing was just way over the top for her. All right, coming up around the bend, Steve Williams, the caddy for Tiger Woods, speaks out, finally, somebody in his corner, about the alleged affairs. What did he have to say? I'll summarize it for you. And what happened way back when in history? News you can abuse. And so much more, including birthdays, coming up in 3 here on ATN.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have 2 solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's 1/4 the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Tigers caddy Steve Williams, and he defends them in a second here. But first, the breaking news that we told you about earlier. We have some more information. Iran is announcing that it successfully tested an upgraded version of the long-range solid-fuel missiles that they've shot off. Now, these missiles, just so you know, they have a range of about 1,200 miles, so that places Iran's sworn enemy, which is, for $100, Israel, well within range and reaching as far away as southeastern Europe with pretty good precision. So Iran intensifying its missile development program in the last couple of years. We know how the United States, our government reacts to it, allies, etc. The whole idea of building nuclear weapons, Iran is denying that, saying they're just generating electricity. So this launch comes after the Israel's military intelligence chief said that the country is close to a technology breakthrough that would enable it to build nuclear weapons. Again, what gives with Iran? Ahmadinejad says one thing and then does another thing. But remember, the U.S. and Israel aren't ruling out a military strike on Iran if diplomacy over the atomic program fails. Iran has vowed to retaliate for any attack. Stay tuned. We could be getting into yet another war, this time with Iran, although I don't think that's what anybody in Washington wants at this point. Are you kidding? Except to try to make that decision. We move from Iran and the news of the missiles to news you can abuse of a different sort. From White House Tennessee. There is a place called White House, Tennessee. That's cool. Reindeers are for rent there. The animals aren't for Santa, but they are. The Santa Reindeers tour has three females for hire. So these party planners in Nashville, they're able to rent out Comet, Snowflake, and Holly for the events. They're owned by a couple in the area, and they say the live reindeer add an element of magic to a party. The reindeer are friendly. They're not for petting, however. The antlers could end up poking someone. So people actually pay pretty good money to rent the reindeers for parties. That seems so odd. I mean, you can, you know, they, you can rent almost anything. The blow up gigantic things that kids, the bouncy things that kids jump in, and the obvious things that people will rent, comedians even now, and reindeer. I mean, give me a break. What do you rent the reindeer, put on your front lawn, have them milling about? It is kind of funny, though, I have to say that. You never know what you're going to get at the Salvation Army. The Connecticut Salvation Army volunteers got a huge surprise when they found a rare half-eagle coin. It was dropped into one of the collection kettles, an 1881 gold piece. It has a face value of $5, but they say it could be worth as much as $400. They're having it appraised. How about that? That's real charity, right? Austin, Texas. Adam Gregg is a stand-up guy, even when he's on The John. The Texas photographer has been obsessed with potty humor since he was 17. Well, I don't get the deal on that. When he noticed 800 brand-new toilets sitting outside an apartment complex under renovation, he's put together 210 random sittings. That's the calendar. He has pictures of people in commodes near the Texas Capitol and all around Austin. The calendar costs $15. Part-time model Nikki Pham said that she posed on the potty because it's cool and, hey, it's funny. That's the last place you'd want your picture. I don't know. That's the last place I think you want your picture taken. But whatever, to each his own. It is kind of clever, to be honest. How about this? The New York City Health Department is saying they've got a new video that shows a man drinking what looks like a glass full of fat. He opens a soda can, pours out a mass of yellow yuck, tries to drink it, only ends up with greasy globs on his face. The health commissioner, Thomas Farley, says, hey, this video is going to drive home the message that just a can of soda a day can add up to 10 pounds a year. The American Beverage Association, of course, not happy, saying the campaign is irresponsible. The fat video is on YouTube, so you can catch it if you want to know what I'm talking about, and the health department's website as well. Finally, this one from Tyler, Texas. He might be a crook, but he's a clean one. Police in Tyler said they busted a man found taking a bath in a house that wasn't his. They made the arrest on Sunday morning. The man called to report that someone had kicked in his front door. When police arrived, they found the stranger had stripped off his clothes and was taking a bath. Larry Ticey is in jail on misdemeanor criminal trespass charge. Wow. I don't know. Thought I was going to rob you, but then I liked your tub, so maybe I would just crawl in, hope that you don't get back anytime soon. I mean, really. What bolt is loose in your head that you go ahead and do that? Ooh, crazy. All right, how about this day in history? If we go back to this day in history, the 16th of December in 1773, the Boston Tea Party took place. Woohoo! American colonists boarded a British ship, dumped more than 300 chests of tea, threw it overboard. They were protesting what? Tea taxes, like the tea parties that we see now that are happening. 1653, Oliver Cromwell became the Lord Protector of England, Scotland, and Ireland. In 1770, composer Ludwig van Beethoven was born in Bonn, Germany. How about this one for you? In 1991, the UN General Assembly rescinded its 1975 resolution equating Zionism with racism by a vote of 111-25. How about now? 5 years ago, Bobby Jo Stinnett, who was just 23 years old, sadly, was found dying in her home, her unborn baby cut from her womb, later convicted in the death and sentenced was Lisa Montgomery. Again, another one of those, how does this happen? Yeah, how does it happen? 1 year ago, President-elect Barack Obama announced his choice of Ann Dunn, No. Arne Duncan to be his education secretary, while the UN Security Council voted unanimously to authorize nations to conduct land and air attacks on pirate bases on the coast off of Somalia. How about that? Also, the Cleveland Clinic announced its surgeons had performed the nation's first near-total face transplant on a severely disfigured woman who was the woman, Connie Culp, who went public with her identity in 2009. This was a sad one. In 1981, the abduction and the slaying of six-year-old Adam Walsh. John Walsh, of course, his father, very successful, spent his life really trying to help missing kids all over the tube on Fox. They closed the investigation, like I said, a year ago, and saying that a serial killer who died more than a decade earlier in prison was responsible. Birthday music, please, Mr. Matt.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, I think you're going to recognize about three people on this list. Let's get to them. Pop singer Benny Andersson from ABBA is 63. Probably know that name. You know Leslie Stahl, right, from 60 Minutes, CBS correspondent, 68 years old. Boy, that is the show. If you're a journalist, you can get in there and you like that kind of journalism. You can die in that job. It's such a great job. Longevity, baby. Actor Sam Robards, 48 years old. Rocker Bill Bateman from the Blasters is 58 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, R&B singer Michael McCary is 38 years old. Country crooner Chris Scruggs is 27. Country singer Jeff Carson with a big birthday, 46 years old. Nevada Governor Jim Givens is 65 years old. Stephen Bochco is 66. Famous Stephen producer who produced NYPD Blue, or Hill Street Blues, rather. And you go on from there, and probably to his credit, I think he has at least 35 shows. Going to leave you with this thought from a British science fiction author to tie everything up. Arthur Clarke is his name. He said, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic.
So long, farewell, I'll be the same good night. I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
Do not go gentle to that good night.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning, Vietnam. What the heck is that supposed to mean?
Idiot!
Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning!
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.